a ministry's calling for more of God's Word in Ukraine. A Christmas party for orphans turns into big news, and there's an easy way to save lives and change destinies worldwide. Stay tuned and find out on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. For the first time in weeks, Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych made a few concessions recently to defuse weeks of unrest and an anti-Europe policy. Workers with Russian ministries are in the heart of the protest, manning a prayer tent. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba is asking for prayer.
Pray that God would give guidance to the government and guidance to church leaders, to opposition leaders, so there will be no bloodshed and the possibly peaceful solution for this tension there.
Rakhuba says the workers need something.
Everybody is requesting to have a Bible, a New Testament, so that, as we believe, can bring transformational power into all these tensions. Our workers are asking us to provide 100,000 copies of New Testaments that will be distributed in the midst of those protests.
$100 purchases 200 New Testaments for this ministry. Next, anti-government rebels have been targeting Syrian Christians as infidels. The attacks have prompted church officials to the reality of genocide. Open Doors says the church in Syria has been shining brightly for 2,000 years. Today, its future is looking dim, but it's still there. Believers need support. In Syria's darkest hour, help the Syrian church continue to shine. Pray, give, or go. Links are at our website. Don't give up on the church there. This is Mission Network News. A missionary couple is saving girls from a future of prostitution and alcohol in Guatemala. Orphan Outreach is there sharing Christmas joy and surprises. John Ballio shares the details.
Part of that team from Orphan Outreach, Executive Director Mike Duras, who had opportunity to tell us about some big news for Mia Special Tesoro.
We started doing plans on a permanent place for the girls, and as it turns out, another ministry closed down. They're giving a portion of their land to Mia Tesoro. Orphan Outreach is going to lead the effort to build this new campus, but it's going to be a tremendous blessing and provide a consistent home for these girls so they don't have to rent a facility that's not adequate. And as we go through the planning, pray that the Lord provides the resources that we need to build this permanent home for these very special girls.
John Ballio, Chimaltenango, Guatemala, for Mission Network News.
Meanwhile, stockings are part of Christmas tradition everywhere. Legend has it they came about while connecting the poor with hope. That's just what the Stuff a Stocking program does in Russia. SOAR International Ministries' Greg Mangione explains.
Together with those churches and ministry partners, visit orphanages that invite us to give the gospel message and these gift-filled stockings to the orphan children and at-risk children.
Every stocking comes with a letter from a donor. It costs us $40 to provide both a stocking and a Bible. For the kids who get them, it becomes much more.
We have had instances where, you know, a child has been talking with one of the team members, looking through the letter, looking through the Bible, and something just stands out to them, and they start asking the question, and it leads to salvation.
You can sew stockings, pray, give, or you can go. We'll connect you at our website, but there's not a lot of time left.
The last week of December is really getting tight, but we want to give people as much opportunity to get involved in the project as possible.
And what brings real joy into people's lives? How about the joy to carry out God's purpose to further His kingdom? Living Water International does just that. They help communities receive access to clean water. Providing something simple like water in Jesus' name can save lives and change destinies. You can be a part of changing a life. Get connected with Living Water International at our website. Pray many will experience real joy this Christmas season by sharing Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips, Craig, and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World, with your gift of any amount. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you a copy, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.